Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan fueled by passion or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to episode 14. We're just coming down off the high from the excitement of our first sprint race weekend of 2024. Before I start rambling too much, I should introduce my guest for the weekend. I have Rick on today. He's a casual fan, and every now and then he'll catch a race, and it's always interesting to hear his perspective instead of the usual one-sided conversation in which I recount everything that happened over the last 3 days. Today we get to hear his thoughts on the ever-popular and incredibly exciting Chinese Grand Prix. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Love your podcast. Let's get into the action.
I didn't have time to do a pre-race intro episode this week, so let's do a quick intro first. So we've raced in China since the track was first built in 2004. At that time, it was the most expensive circuit in F1.
It's been canceled for the last 4 years due to COVID restrictions.
So the last time we were out there was 2019, and sprints weren't introduced until 2021, which means that this was China's first sprint. And this track has two DRS zones, so we saw a ton of DRS trains this weekend. It was awesome. 16 turns.
Turns 1, 2, and 3 are crazy.
Yeah, when I saw that on the track preview, it was like, that's going to be full of craziness.
There were a couple of hairpin turns that I was worried about.
So with those turns, fans had really high hopes for a good race. There were several factors. Crazy turns, being away so long, so many drivers hadn't ever driven on this track.
Possibility of rain. There was rain for...
Third session of the sprint qualifying, I think we had rain, and it was, yeah, because it was a sprint, there was two less practices, sprint qualies and the sprint race and the race qualies. We just saw such a spread, so much action, so many different drivers switching positions, and so high hopes for the actual Grand Prix, right?
Yes, the sprint was actually a very good race.
So let's get into the sprint qualies first, though. McLarens were really strong. Mercedes, seems like Russell was struggling, though.
Didn't make it into SQ3.
Yeah, you know who did, though? Kick Sauber's. Both of them did.
Mr. Bottas.
And Zhou Guanyu. That was super exciting for all of the Chinese fans. First Chinese driver to drive in an F1 race there. So yeah, SQ3 was wild. There was rain, so everybody was on inters.
Leclerc hit the wall, but he had enough time to change his wing to get in another fast lap.
Yeah, and it wasn't good enough still.
Finished 7th.
So Hamilton was prepped for the front row because Norris's lap got deleted.
Then reinstated.
Yeah, did you catch the explanation?
No, I did not.
Okay, basically, if you go off track on the final turn, that next lap is automatically deleted because you typically gain an advantage for going wide on that last turn and being able to pick up speed for the following flying lap. But I guess after they had looked at his lap times, they reinstated it because his sector 1 and sector 2 were actually slower than his other ones. So it was obvious he didn't gain an advantage for going off track like that. His sector 3 was just so amazing that that's what set his fastest lap. So they reinstated it after the fact, and he ended up taking P1 for the qualies from Hamilton. It's controversial, especially if you're a Mercedes fan.
Surprisingly, there were no Red Bulls in top 3.
Norris, Hamilton, then Alonso, and then Verstappen in 4th. So let's talk about the sprint race. Lewis had a better start than Norris, who had to go wide coming into turns 1 and 2.
Surprisingly, Lewis led for half the race, even though his car was not the best.
Yeah, like he's kind of driving a shitbox. As much as he complained about his car, yeah, he led for half the race.
He always complains about his car.
Max finally overtook in lap 9, but the drama in lap 16, I think it was.
That was a crazy lap.
That might have been the most exciting lap of the entire weekend.
Oh my gosh.
That mad DRS train between Alonso, Sainz, Perez, and then Leclerc.
Oh, was that the one where Perez took over from Sainz and Alonso?
Yeah, okay. So Sainz had been fighting Alonso for laps and laps and laps. Yeah. Finally get into a real fight, and then the door opens for Perez just to sneak right past both of them.
He was just like, yoink, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was giving through goes Hamilton. Like, it was crazy.
It was nuts.
And then Alonso and Sainz, the puncture for Alonso.
And
right.
Alonso got a puncture, so he did not finish.
Yeah, so he ended up falling behind. behind Leclerc and then behind Norris and then pitting and retiring, which sucked. Like, he had defended against Sainz for so long, right?
He was doing a great
job. Yeah, that left the Ferraris together. Yeah, Sainz forces Leclerc wide, and yeah, Leclerc was not happy about that. Sounds like he wanted to really bring the fight to Perez, but he got stuck fighting with Sainz for a little bit, so wish I had ears in that team meeting afterwards. Sainz is, yeah, fighting for the best contract next year, right? He's gonna do what he freaking has
to do. Fight his own teammate.
If he has to, right? What are they gonna do? Fire him?
Well, I guess.
He's got to fend for himself. Yeah, so 1-2-3, we had two Red Bulls with Lewis splitting them up. Yeah, Max.
Wasn't surprised about that.
Yeah.
Max, number
but
one
it was
again.
It was pretty awesome to see Lewis up there again. Like, I think he made a comment. He forgot how good it feels or something along those lines.
Yeah, he has
lines.
A podium in
Yeah, it was. Like, I'm a Ferrari fan at heart, but I'm always happy to see other teams on the podium. Let's get into qualies. Hamilton out in Q1.
So surprised. Yeah. After the other day.
The heartbreak in his voice, not even making it out of the bottom five.
I can't imagine what he was feeling.
Yeah. And then Zhou, he was out in Q1 as well, but he was so close to Q2. He was like 5/100ths away.
Sainz spins out Q2.
Oh, yeah. Everyone expected a retirement because it was a red flag, right? But Sainz didn't come out of his car. And I think the thing is, as long as you can drive the car back to the pits,
yes.
I believe that's the rule.
But when he was driving back to the pit, that was whole front section was missing. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah, but because it was a red flag, they were able to fix it in time for him to get out there to do another lap.
Kudos to the mechanics for getting that front piece put back together.
I know. They did the same thing with Leclerc's crash into the wall in SQ3. They got both of their cars fixed in that time and able to get back out to do a flying lap.
I was kind of worried about his stability because his back tires hit the wall too.
Oh, right.
It seemed like he was able to make the turns.
Yeah, it was surprising that he even got his car back to the pits. Q3 was absolute insanity. After the checkered flag, second place changed 6 times, I think. Well, first it was Sainz crossing the line for second place, and then it went to
Leclerc.
Yeah, and then the two McLarens.
Norris, Alonso.
Yeah, and then
Perez.
Right, and then finally,
last minute.
Two Red Bulls took the front row. Yeah, it was so crazy. Like, if every qualifier, every race, could be like that, it would be amazing. So yeah, the race, 2 full safety cars and 1 virtual safety car. So the first one was caused by Bottas having a loss of power, right?
Yeah. But, 4 laps under safety car, cheap pit stop.
Who was it? Norris and Leclerc, I think, were going for the one stopper to start with already. A lot of other teams kind of followed suit after.
What was it, their plan D?
They got lots of plans. In the top runners, I think it was Alonso was the only one who didn't do it. He changed to softs while everybody else went to hard. So we knew Alonso was going to end up coming in for a later pit stop. Yeah, just as that first safety car is coming in,
another one comes out.
Yeah, because first Stroll crashes into Ricardo's back end. Yeah. So
Yuki.
Yeah, Yuki was taken out by K-Mags. So super sad news for V-Carb fans. Both of the drivers out in the same lap. Neither of their faults, right? K-Mag and Stroll ended up continuing on with their races. And yeah, so that was the second safety car. And then we got another rolling restart in lap 31. So yeah, Alonso comes in for that late pit stop. He climbs from 12th.
To 7th.
That was crazy. Like, coming up in people's rear views. And
he was gunning for it.
He was in the running for driver of the day. And Lewis, climbing from 18th all the way up to 9th, was in the running too, right?
Yes.
In the end, Lando Norris ended up taking it, even though he only climbed the 2 places. But he took 2nd from Perez, which is a huge accomplishment this season, right?
I would prefer that Alonso got for his last minute charge.
That one's a tough call for me. Lewis climbing 9 spots is pretty crazy too, right? It was funny because I think it was after the sprint. Anyways, there's a shot of Lewis Hamilton and walking down the track.
Yes.
And he's
just eyeballing the Red Bull car.
He's looking at I feel like he was thinking, like, if I could just have 1 fucking lap in that car.
He's probably just dreaming. It's like, let me have 1 shot.
Yeah. I hope Ferrari gives him that car next year. Oh, yeah. So Lando Norris takes 2nd place. Once he got so far out in front of Perez, you kind of knew once Perez got in front of Leclerc, that podium was going to be basically set, right?
I was kind of disappointed You fell asleep with 10 laps to go.
Well, I have to admit, this is the first Grand Prix that I didn't watch in real time. Like, once I saw Perez get in front, it was kind of set. Like, they were all so spread out by that time. I'm just like, I'm going to let my eyes rest for a moment. And if they don't open, then I will finish off the race tomorrow morning. And that I did. And it was exactly how I thought it was going to be. But I appreciate you calling me out. So then the podium, we ended up with...
Red Bull, McLaren, and Red Bull.
We kind of do that a different way around these parts. So on the podium, we ended up with 2 Red Bulls and a McLaren. Do you not listen to the podcast?
I do.
Okay, because this is the 5th race now. So the 4 races before that, 2 Red Bulls and a Ferrari, 2 Red Bulls and a Ferrari.
Oh, yes.
Okay. 2 Ferraris yes, and a McLaren.
Okay.
Max Verstappen, and then Norris, yes, and then Perez. It was a beautiful trophy, hey?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I seriously thought it was dragon scales.
Was it not? It's Year of the Dragon.
Not sure.
Yeah, it was stunning. That was such a great one. And all of the helmets that they had, George Russell had that beautiful red one. And then I loved Alex Albon's helmet.
Is that the panda one?
Yeah. With the little tongue hanging out. He even wore it to the zoo. Great race. I loved the race. I did fall asleep because it got a wee bit boring. I just feel like everything leading up to the race was even more crazy than the race end itself. I love sprint weekends. I know a lot of people hate them. A lot of drivers hate them, but I love them. And yeah, this just reinforced that.
The sprint was actually a good race.
Yeah. We had a race for first. That doesn't happen very often.
No, Verstappen starting in 4th. Yeah. I had my hopes.
Yeah, and it was nice to see the Mercs really fighting. And unfortunately, that didn't translate to the race. But good to see McLaren's up there. And yeah, I'm happy. So I'm trying this new thing when I have a guest on. What was your high for the race?
Alonso, make it from 12th to 7th.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome on his fresh tires late in the race. And what was your low?
Seeing Verstappen win with that big of a lead. I was hoping it would be a little bit closer.
If that's a low for you, I can't imagine if you watched all of the races, because that's not new. You're what we would call DeLulu.
Delusional?
Mm-hmm. Well. That's you.
And what would your high point of the race be?
You know what? When they made that special concession for Zhou to park up at the finish start line, they let him park there and he jumped out of his car, took off his helmet and gloves and got to wave at the grandstands and like broke down on the track. And it was just like, oh yeah, it was just so heartwarming and heartbreaking because he didn't finish in the points, but like, holy crap. Yeah. That was definitely my high, as emotional as that was. And then my low, I'm going to say, both of the V-carbs being taken out of the race through no fault of their own. Poor Yuki, poor Danny, battling so many things this season. I mean, all of those mid and backfield guys have been battling their own demons within their teams and cars.
They're not having any luck, are they?
Yeah, so I think that would probably have been my low. Do you have any finishing thoughts for the race?
Nope, it was an awesome race. It was better than I thought it would be.
You didn't think it was going to be good? Is it the first race you've watched this season?
It is.
Boo.
I'm sorry.
You better watch Miami, though. That one's in the afternoon, so you can watch it when you're down south. It'll be a normal viewing time. Maybe you could chat about it. But yeah, thanks, man, for joining me, my special pal.
Thank you for having me. First time doing this, it's weird. It's kind of new.
Kind of nerve-wracking for you, right?
It was very nerve-wracking. Sorry.
I'm not a nice person to you sometimes.
I apologize for my nerves. You know, maybe another 4, 5, 6. I might get it.
You're going to do 4, 5, or 6 with me?
We'll see.
I can expect 2 and 3 to be really bad, and then 4, 5, 6, you're
gonna get it. I might get it.
Well, that I am going to take as a commitment. I have it recorded. So
oh boy.
I'll pencil you in for
six weeks. Not pen.
6 or 7 weeks from now. Okay, thanks for joining me. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for letting me vent all my F1 frustrations on you every race weekend. I appreciate it.
That's what I'm there for.
So yeah, you can tune in midweek for another short basics episode. We won't be racing again for another couple weeks. I have a new guest for Miami, so that's very exciting. Another super fan, and I'm super excited to have her on the show. Thanks again for tuning in, guys, and I wish you guys a great rest of your week. Take care.
All right, folks. See you later. Bye.
And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.